Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the religious and scholarly life of the most outstanding Sahabi or companions of Prophet Muhammad, and of course the Shiite infallible Imams. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Shaykh Fadai. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
And Shaykh Fadai, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an outstanding figure of the early Islam, especially at the time of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. He was a blatterist, he was a man of literature, he was a man of knowledge. Hammam ibn Qalib, mainly known as Farazdaq. In the Shiite legacy, they know him as Farazdaq, the poet. Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the nasab and the lineage of Farazdaq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Farazdaq was among the very great scholarly figures and literary figures in the first and the second centuries of Hijra. And of course, one of the very well-known poems composed by him was the poem that he composed about Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam in the presence of Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik, yes, in the holy city of Mecca. Of course, he was not only a poet, but also he was a very great narrator, literary figures. And about his nasab, we should say that he was among the he was from the Qabili Bani Tamim or Bani Tamim tribe.
Yes.
And of course, his father was also one of the very, let's say, important tribal leaders among those tribe. And it is said that his grandfather from maternal side was one of the companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why,
yes,
he was the children of the great figures in the history. And another point that we can mention about Farazdaq is this, that he is among the very important literary figures because of his nice poems, beautiful poems, and also literary works. That is why it is said that if there was not Farazdaq, mm-hmm, most of the riwayat, most of the literary, let's say, heritage or legacy of Arabs would have been demolished, would have been removed from the history.
Yes.
It was because of the ash'ar or the poetries of Farazdaq,
yes,
that the literary, let's say, legacy of Arab remained in the history. That's why he is known as a very important, influential literary figure in the history of Arab, mm-hmm, as he was also one of the very great followers and supporters of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam as well.
We know that he was famous for his, as you said, literary knowledge, his mastery over different literary styles of the Arabs on that time, Islamic, or better say, Islamic syntax, and that's right, semiotics. Also, the meetings that he had with different Shiite infallible Imams, Imam Ali alayhi salam, even Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, you know, on his way to Karbala, he said Farazdaq met him and did a marsiya or some abiyat, some sonnets, you know, and couplets regarding Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And as you said, a poem in admiration of Imam Zainul Abidin on that time. Shaykh Fadai, talk a little bit about his relation with the infallible Imams. He has especially a qasida describing Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, you know. And it's better to say that he was among the first people who sacrifice his knowledge of literature, is better to say, to infallible Imams and talking about their attributes and their features.
Yes, Farazdab, as one of the important poets of the beginning time of Islam, he had different kind of poems. Mm-hmm. Some regarding to Ahlul Bayt, and of course he had some poems regarding to some caliphs. But as we know, at that time, Taqiyya was wajib. Mm-hmm. We cannot surely say that he was on the side of Umayyads, or maybe he was something in between these two sides. No, he was one of the good companions of Ahlul Bayt. Yes. But maybe he was forced to do that, or because maybe due to saving the lives of people, lives of his household, it was usual for the poets to compose some poems about rulers, good ones or bad ones. Yes. But if we want to judge his personality, we should check his life completely, not just some few poems about some caliphs. As we know, for example, that famous event for Imam Sajjad, in the time of Walid ibn Abdul Malik, as one of the Umayyad caliphs, his brother Hisham went to Hajj.
Yes.
And when he arrived to Bayt al-Haram, it was so crowded at that time. He wanted to reach Hajar al-Aswad and touch the Hajar al-Aswad, or maybe kiss that in order to get blessed by that. But he couldn't. He was not successful because of the crowd. So he got back. And then his companions made a seat for him, and he sat there watching the people, watching the crowds doing tawaf around Kaaba. At that time, suddenly, Imam Sajjad arrived. So he did his tawaf, and he wanted to reach Hajar al-Aswad. But he was successful. Mm-hmm. Hisham wasn't successful. He was, and people made a way for him. Mm-hmm. The crowd was opened for him, and he went to Hajar al-Aswad and did istilam, as we call it,
yes,
touching the Hajar al-Aswad. Hisham was angry, mm-hmm, at that time. He got angry. So of course he knew Imam. He knew Imam. You know, some say that he didn't know Imam. Mm-hmm. No, he did.
Yes.
He knew Imam, but he was angry. He said, who is that? Who is that person that people make a way for him, open the way for him?
These were the degradations, yes, that were usually done. Yes.
And because he said that, Farazdaq at that time say, you don't know him? Mm-hmm. I will tell you who is that person. And he started saying a qasida. You know, qasida is a very long poem.
Yes.
And it is something so hard. And maybe for this time, if we want to consider our ability, we can say it is impossible to say a qasida without thinking before that, without trying on the paper. He is starting saying a qasida about Imam Sajjad, starting by بذيد هذا الذي تعرف البتحاء وتأته والبيت يعرفه والحل والحرم. It means that you don't know him. The Kaaba knows him.
Oh.
The Mecca knows him. هذا ابن خير عباد الله كلهم. He is the best one on the earth. You don't know him. هذا التغي النغي الطاهر العلم. He is the one that he is the leader of people. He is the free of all sins. هذا ابن فاطمة. He is the son of Lady Fatima. إن كنت جاهله. If you don't know who is him, he is the son of Fatima. بجده أنبياء الله قد ختموا. His grandfather is the last prophet. So, you know, this
go
is...
Go on, please. If you can, Sheikh Fadai, I'm really... some parts of
وليس قولك من هذا بظاهره. What you say about him is not harmful for him. Uh-huh. Your word is not harmful for him. Okay. You cannot harm him.
You cannot mock him.
Yes.
You cannot.
العرب تعرف من أنكرت والعجم. Someone whom you say that I don't know. All Arab and all non-Arab know him.
Wow.
So you cannot harm him. him by denying his personality. You know, if I want to talk about this qasida, I can say that before we say that this is something about Imam Sajjad, mm-hmm. it means to introduce Imam Sajjad, mm-hmm. more than this, it is somehow standing in front of Umayyads.
Okay.
You know, and fighting Umayyad
with language, you mean with a literary tongue.
It's a disgrace for them. That why do you deny the position of Imam? Mm-hmm. So it was, and after that event, he was exiled
from the city.
He was exiled, man. Sent to prison. So this is the position of literacy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we fight by our sword. Sometimes we can fight by our poems, why not? By our science.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Even Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, after this, we can't send him a gift or something like that. Yeah. But even Farazdagh says, I did so for the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he sends back the gift to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And Imam Sajjad says that, Farazdagh, please accept it. We, Ahlul Bayt, when we bestow someone something, we do not give it back, you know. Again, showing the truthful, benevolent actions and the lifestyle of the infallible Imams who attracted so many people on that time. And as you said, the Qasida of Farazdagh in admiration of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is somehow the book of history referring to Hazrat Fatima Az-Zahra, Prophet Muhammad, you know, from the early Islam now up to now. And this is, you know, opening many, many gates for the people and during the history. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, give us more information about his life. As we said, he was against the Umayyads. Regarding ahadith, he's also among the authentic hadith narrators, isn't it?
Yes, Farazdagh is, as well as he was a great poet, as he composed a very nice poem about Imam Sajjad alayhi wasalam, and reciting the poem, reading the poem in the presence of Abdul Malik in the holy city of Mecca. It was very nice of him. And of course, we do appreciate this literary figure in the history. But of course, at the same time, he was among the great narrators of ahadith, as he narrated ahadith from Imam Ali alayhi wasalam, Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, and the other imams. And he was the really great supporters and, let's say, the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam.
That's right.
And we know that at that time, poem was the most influential media.
Yes.
Yeah, mass media, we can say, in that time. So that's why sometimes one poem actually influenced numberless people. So that's why the role of these kind of figures, poets in the history, is really significant, is really important. The great poets like Kumayt Hilali, like the Abil Khuzai, like Farazdagh and the others.
Even really say Kumayt went to him to get a confirmation for his Qasayid, we can say Hashemiyat, which written about the Ahlul Bayt in admiration of the Ahlul Bayt. And somehow ask for the consultation of Farazdagh regarding the style of his poem. Sheikh Fadai, anything missed?
Yes, you know, I wanted to say a point about poem. Mm-hmm. You know, some believe in Islamic studies believe that poem is something harmful. Mm-hmm. It's better not to go toward poems. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they present some ayahs from Quran, some verses. For example, we have in the Surah Yasin, the verse 69, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَهُ الشَّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. We didn't teach our Prophet shair, poem. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not good for him. Or in Surah Shu'ara, verse 229, we have وَالشُعَرَى يَتَّبِعُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. The poets are some people that bad people follow them. Does it mean that poem is something forbidden in our Islamic ideas? Of course not. You know, it is something about priority of sciences. Yes, it's better
or
to have
the content of the poem.
The contents and priority.
Yes. Okay.
If poem, I want to look at the other side. Is poem is something forbidden or I don't know, bad, something makruh. So why did Ahlul Bayt do that? We have a lot of poems from Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, after the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha. He has some poem. Or I don't know. Well, he has, Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, has a munajat.
Yes.
In the chart of poem, we call it Munajat al-Manzuma.
Yes, poetic format.
So,
right.
And the other example, like Farazdaq, Imam Sajjad bestowed him a gift. So if poem is bad, is forbidden or makruh, why did Imam do that? You know, for Imam, we say in fiqh that his word, his silence, and his taghrir. Taghrir, what does it mean, taghrir? It means to confirm something. If Imam confirms something, so you cannot say that is forbidden or haram or makruh.
Okay.
So by giving a gift to Farazdaq, Imam confirmed that.
Yes.
That same poem is good.
And as I said, the content of the poem is very, very much important.
Yes, of course.
Because if it is satanic, we know that at that time, the Arabs used to, for example, wrote so many poems regarding women, regarding drinking, liquor.
And that's why
their bravery in the battlefields or something like that, you know?
Most of the poems were about useless or harmful content. Because of that, we have that verse, وَالشُعَرَى يَتَّبِعُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. But if you have a good content poem, why not?
Yes.
You can use it as a sword, like Farazdaq did. And we have a lot of scholars, poet scholars.
In our time. Imam Khomeini, the late Imam Khomeini.
Imam Khomeini, even Allama Tabatabai,
Ayatollah Safi Gulpaygani, you know, has a really beautiful, beautiful, even leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, has leader, we can say, has beautiful poems regarding Ahlul Bayt, usually the love for Allah, the love for Imam As, and infallible Imams, Prophet Muhammad.
Yes, one short point that I wanted to add is that in the continuation of that ayah, if you read the ayah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. So there is an exception. And also the other point is that Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam himself added to the poems of the Abil Khuzai. So he himself also contributed to that poem.
Continued. That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai, for a nice elaboration regarding the life account of Farazdaq, one of the most outstanding Shiite poets, who dedicated his life, we can say, composing some poems on the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam. It is believed that he passed away in the year 110, according to the Hijra calendar, at the age of 91, and he passed away in the city of Basra and buried over there. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.